Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, it clicked that Wayne Madsen, 3-4 months ago, maybe longer, on the nightly news, said he had confidential federal informants, that there were wiretaps of Attorney General. See, it's not just a high-level Justice Department source. It's supposedly of him that they killed Judge Roll and tried to kill Giffords as they were investigating it. Then I talked to some state legislators and people in New Mexico who said that was the word they'd heard. This was going on all over the West Texas, New Mexico, into Arizona. It's just Madsen is so wild. I mean, he's the stuff he talks about sometimes sounds so wild that it turns out to be true. He did work for the NSA, all that. I mean, it is just crazy. It is just crazy. Because now they're revealing secret wiretaps. It's been read in the congressional record that they got hold of. This is the White House could stage terror attacks, anything, a new war to distract from this. This is just wild. This is absolutely wild. But again, he's the sacrificial political lamb now that they want to divert us off of the socialist healthcare thing that is being spun as a victory because it'll get Romney in, who authored it. I mean, talk about delusion. And I understand politically, yes, that's true. It would probably get Romney in. But Obama's just a puppet. The system, the banks wanted this. Okay, that's enough. I'm ranting. Courtney in Virginia, up there by the scene of the crime, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you, Alex. It's good to be on. I've been listening for a while, but it's my first time calling in. So.
Thank you for putting up with me. I know I'm obnoxious. Go ahead.
No, so, I mean, I appreciate the emotion, at least. You know, it's different than what you see on the zombie mainstream, that's for sure.
We're here to get you out of the zombification, yes.
Yeah, and your broadcast has definitely played a large part. I wanted to kind of throw some out there and see if it was something you had considered. I have a sales and marketing background, so I tend to think of how I can generate more leads or more people. When this Obamacare ruling came out, I didn't see much of a silver lining, but I did see maybe an opportunity for you if you were to maybe devote a segment of your regular broadcast to like Obamacare 101, or what's in the bill, the implications. We could maybe reach out.
Sure. Basically, they can change it whenever they want, however they want. It's a Federal Reserve takeover of 35 million people, but it also takes over the general health care system. It lets the IRS, you have to file with them the type of health care you have. They can now take money out of your account. I mean, it's just the IRS and the nanny state sticking their hand down your pants like the TSA, basically.
Absolutely. And but I think, because there's a large segment of people and who are still caught in the left-right paradigm, so they, you know, may identify themselves as, with the GOP or Republican who are semi-awake, but you know, have the potential to go back to sleep or along those lines. But Obamacare is definitely one of those issues that a lot of people are up in arms about, and for good reason. So I was just kind of positioning that to you, that maybe if you were to do just a portion of your broadcast to Obamacare and consolidate all of the information, that we, the listeners, could spread the word that it's happening and get more people to tune in who wouldn't otherwise know of you or necessarily tune in.
No, you're right. On issues of Obamacare, gun restrictions, anything, we should, and we do write articles about it, but to boil it all down. But I think we posted an article this morning, basically titled, 20 Reasons Why Obamacare is a Disaster. And I think that's a good article to go read. It's now scrolled off into the featured archive, but there's that red link that says breaking. That's the RSS feed. Key to click on that red link at the top of InfoWars.com to just see everything that's been up there in that day. And there's also top story archive because there's so much is going up there. It just scrolls off. But that's a great point. Thank you so much. Frank Serpico, legendary police officer, whistleblower, is going to be with us to talk about his experiences with corruption and ways to turn it around. And we're going to have Wayne Madsen pop in briefly at the end. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell, wrote that in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And Frank Serpico is probably one of the most famous police officers in U.S. or world history. Of course, he's had big movies made about him with Al Pacino playing the part of Frank Serpico. And he joined us last year for a visit, and we've got him for about 45 minutes or so today. The last few minutes, we're going to have an update on the secret wiretaps of Eric Holder being revealed. Now, that story at the Hill crashed. We were able to find a blog copy of it and posted it up at InfoWars.com if you want to read that. This is really coming to a head very, very quickly with talk of the House going to the grand jury in the District of Columbia and calling for criminal charges. This is getting very Nixonian. And we'll talk about general corruption. You know, I wanted to get Frank Serpico on about police corruption, what he witnessed in general society, because last time we talked mainly about his story. But there's so much happening. I just want to get his view overall on the state of the world today. He doesn't really need any introduction, but he joined the New York Police Department in 59, a police officer for 12 years. His attempts to report police corruption to his superiors and the department fell on deaf ears. until he was shot, but basically over to boil it all down. And then he moved to Switzerland for a while, and I could say a lot more about him, but best-selling books have been written about him, big blockbuster Hollywood films. But he's a pretty humble guy. Frank, good to have you back on with us today. I appreciate you joining us.
Hey, Alex, it's a pleasure. And the first thing I want to do is apologize for the last show when my phone went bust and I found myself screaming into the wall phone there. So how's the transmission today?
It is good, sir. The transmission is super-duper, and it's good to have you. Frank, I want to ask you out of the gates, instead of asking questions, what is front and center on your radar screen right now? We haven't talked before this interview. What is front and center in your mind right now?
Well, first of all, when you started the show, you mentioned the name Orwell?
Yes, sir.
Did you mean George Orwell, the guy who wrote 1984?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we know where we're at, you know? Foremost on my mind is that you can't trust the government, you can't trust the media, and you can't trust the medical profession. And I want to say, I mean, there are always exceptions to the rule, but, you know, what happens is you have these pundits, they get their degrees and they write their books, and they change history. They're revisionists. So you got to be careful, you know, what you're reading and who wrote it and what their intention is. So we were talking about Fast and Furious, and I was wondering how many of your listeners remember the Iran-Contra affair with Ali North and Israel, you know, delivering guns to Iran, and then also Israel sinking an American, the USS Liberty, and then all kinds of cover-ups were written. They didn't know it was an American ship, but I heard one of the men on board saying he could see the pilots as they flew by. And the amazing thing is what this government allows others to get away with when they slaughter Americans and they claim to have our best interest at heart. So what I'm saying is, no, you can't trust the government. If they told me the sun was shining, I'd bring my umbrella out.
You know, you make the parallel to Iran-Contra. That's guns out of the country, drugs into the country. Now even the Washington Post is having a report on the fact that Fast and Furious has connections to narcotics. It came out in federal court. They were authorizing cartels to bring drugs in, that the feds are arming street gangs in the U.S. I mean, literally, Fast and Furious is the tip of the iceberg. From your decades of studying this and living it, and I mean, your words last time, you said almost all the detectives around you were on the take or corrupt. I said, what was the percentage? You said basically all but I. What would you call this system?
Correction there. You said tip of the iceberg. I want to make that the tip of the dung heap. like I say, I hear sometimes cops, they say to me, oh, you're, it's just like if you speak up, they say you're anti-American. I say, no, I'm just anti-corruption. I'm not anti-police, I'm anti-corruption. Just last week, a New York City police detective gave me his shield, his detective shield, and his patrolman shield that was awarded to him by his narcotics squad when he retired. And I don't know how many of your listeners know about the Palladium murder and the gentleman that I'm speaking of and others that I will speak of. I say they are truly worthy of the title of New York's finest and the world's best detectives. But it seems they are at a minimum, or if they're not, their buddies are afraid to speak up because they will be made examples of. And in this case, the detective I'm speaking of, and your listeners can go online, his name is Bobby Adelarado. And he found that two men were charged with murder. They weren't even at the scene, and they served 10 years and then 2 years more in a penitentiary, and he fought not to keep them in there, but to get them out of there, and that's what he did. So there are good police out there, but the problem is that at the top, like with Bobby's case, he becomes the victim. And in cases that are going on in New York City today, that cops that are exposing these illegal search and seizures, where last year alone 700,000 stops and frisks were performed by the New York City Police Department, and one of the men who's been suspended and because he refused give people summonses for not committing any crime. And in one case, the lieutenant said to him, give that guy a ticket. And he said, what for? He said, an unlicensed dog. The guy said he doesn't even have a dog. But, you know, who's going to contest it when a cop gives you a ticket? What are you going to do, bring your dog to court? And, you know, so the system is broken, and the men that want to speak out, they become the victims. And there's others, I don't want to talk too much about them because, you know, only the worst will happen to them.
Well, that was my next question. That was my next question. A legendary Frank Serpico, a police officer, whistleblower, hero, shot and almost killed for telling the truth, exposing government drug dealing. That was my next question, and it seems like you're getting there before I even ask it. Compared to the incredible corruption you saw in the New York Police Department, now with your sources, people that obviously come to you, is it worse today, or how is the corruption different?
This is what I'm told by men in the street. The corruption is different is that cops don't want to be cops and bosses don't want to be bosses. Nobody wants to take any chances. Nobody wants to stick their neck out. They just want to collect their paycheck and go home. True, in my day, they had what they called a pad. That was actually a pad with a list of all the numbers, runners, and the banks and the dealers, you know, who paid off. And if you didn't pay off, you'd get arrested, and sometimes worse, and intimidated. And if they found that you didn't have all your employees listed, I'm talking about the underworld, you would get fined. They ran it like a business. Now, there are a lot of police that say, oh, come on, a cop would never do that. Drugs, that's horrible. Ah. But what happened to show you how the line is so thin? I started out in plain clothes. That was vice and gambling. And you would get an envelope every month without doing anything. In fact, for doing nothing. And for not arresting the people that were violating the law. So the rule in the police department at the time was you had to serve 4 years in plain clothes. And then they said, if you keep your nose clean, you will be automatically made a detective. So here's what happens. And they had this expression, the grass eaters and the meat eaters. And the grass eaters were the ones that just grazed. You know, like they might take traffic money or gambling money or prostitution money. And they'd say, well, that's just vices that people want anyway, but never touch that dirty drug money. So here's what happened. After 4 years of grazing on a salary that a police officer isn't accustomed to, and these guys would hire yachts on the weekend, they would come to work, as in the case of a Dowd and the Dirty 30, they would sell guns, shields, narcotics. One guy sniffed cocaine off his cruiser, off his police car, and he would never have been caught if it wasn't for a sting operation by another agency in another county where he left the city limits to go and squeeze some drug dealers. So this isn't something that was caught by the NYPD themselves. And what I'm saying is, after you lifestyle, for 4 years, all of a sudden, you're in narcotics. Now, you think all of a sudden you're going to change your lifestyle? So now you become the meat eater, and the meat eaters are bloodthirsty, carnivorous, and they'll do anything for a buck.
And now our government is converting from being good old boy boss hog, or what I would term a boss hog is what you call a grass eater, to now just savage, out of control, eyes bugging out. Listen, I've been to New York quite a few times, and I've seen people ask for directions who aren't from New York and be screamed at. And just the example of, you know, a corruption accelerating. And I've had, I mean, I've seen videos of our reporters. In one case, Luke Radowski was protesting out front Building 7, talking about Larry Silverstein's involvement in 9/11. And the security guards come out looking like guys out of Goodfellas, smoking pipes. You know, the classic thug with a pipe thinking he's a gentleman. And going with a cartoon gangster accent, going, you know what's going to happen? We're going to call the police and say your camera's a bomb. You're going to get charged with terrorism. And I know you're not a terrorist, but you're going to get 30 days in the hole. The cops show up, the gangsters, literally out of central casting. But if I was a Hollywood director, I would hire them for Sopranos. Then commands 20 police or so who grab him and take his camera and say it's a gun and a bomb. I mean, this is, listen, I have this on tape. They didn't even bother to erase the tape. They frame him on tape and don't even care and don't even erase the tape. That, to me, showed such incredible hubris that they, and now I see footage that our correspondents shoot in New York, where the police walk around with cigarettes and cigars, arresting ABC News reporters. There's footage of that online with their hats on sideways. I mean, now it's becoming comical. And now I'm seeing in other parts of the country, take Seattle, where I saw articles even in their local paper where the police in some areas own half the bars because they will sell themselves drugs in the bathroom and then take the people's bars. So now they're not even shaking down criminals, which is the old excuse, as you know, for grazers or whatever. So they're becoming survival of the fittest. The bigger the meat eater, the more power they get. And so now what a meat eater would have been 20 years ago is now a grazer. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. There was one precinct commander. He even complained to this guy and said, if it wasn't for that FN Serpico, I would have been a millionaire today. So it shows you the amount of money that's floating out there. And in the New York Times op-ed Monday, June 18th of this year, there's an article there called Policing by the Numbers. And it's written by a John Eterno, who is a retired New York City police captain. He's a professor of criminal justice and all that stuff. But he says, an officer assigned to an impact zone, a high-crime area, told me that the Constitution, this quote, the Constitution has been thrown out the window when it comes to stops. He is given strict daily quotas and asked at the end of his tour about his numbers. An officer who fails to meet the required number for the day is berated, sometimes in front of peers, not allowed time off, and given unpalatable work assignments. Nothing is asked about maintaining order, interacting with the community, or other kinds of police works. The result of this performance culture, needless summonses for minor violations, putting one's feet on the subway seats, playing chess in a park, failing to wear a seatbelt, and other quota-driven activity, this does not make for efficient policing, etc. So that's where it is today. Another police officer said to me, our cop today is nothing more than an armed tax collector. I mean, these people who have legitimate permits, these vendors on the street trying to make a living, they're given fines at times up to $1,000. how are they ever going to pay these fines? And the crazy thing is, if you go out of the city, and you can make a turn, you can make a right turn on a red light when it's safe. In the city, you try that, and the ticket is like $100. They tow your cars away. It's just...
Now, listen, I talked to people that I've known for like 16 years. He owned a couple dump trucks, made a decent living. Now he's just out of business because of the fines and fees. They'll even pull a new truck over and say there's dirt on the bumper here in Austin, and the cops just don't care. They're all people are going bankrupt. Only big companies can come in and then pass on the expenses to people that hire them. It's destroying the economy, and the government loves it. They love it. It's just, I mean, they're going to kill this country.
Yeah, yeah. This guy goes on to say, policing in a democracy is not easy, nor is it meant to be. Reducing crime numbers is simple if you disregard basic rights, ignore victims, mandate quotas, and manipulate numbers. The lunacy of this policy performance culture can end only with stranger leadership, greater transparency, stronger leadership, that is, which would be strange, greater transparency and more meaningful relationships with communities. And then it says it is worth heeding what Detective Frank Serpico testified on police corruption, told the Knapp Commission in 1971. Quote, the department must realize that an effective, continuing relationship between the police and the public is more important than an impressive arrest record. And that's what I became a cop for.
Frank, where is it all going? Where is it all going? Because you're in one jurisdiction, and the police are changing flat tires, helping people, actually going after bad guys, but that's more and more rare. And you go in another jurisdiction, I don't care if it's in the South, the North, the West, and the police are crazed, wild-eyed thugs who instinctively, I can just by their bearing, automatically tell her the enemy of society. I mean, where is this going from your research and your experience if the corruption continues to grow this fast?
Well, it's not going good if it's not stopped, because this kind of activity doesn't happen if it's not condoned at the top. For example, the commissioner in New York in charge of press relations, you know, he commented about me. He says my comments are born out of ignorance from being away for 40 years. And my response to him is, well, what's his excuse? Doesn't he watch and see, you know, all these videos that are being taken by independent people of harassment and...
Well, that's my question. How could police walk up on a video and say, we're going to say your camera is a gun and a bomb, and then frame someone on tape and not even care to erase the tape? I mean, where this confidence says they're going to get promoted for stomping on somebody's rights and setting them up.
Well, I don't know if you know the case of Adrian Schoolcraft, a police officer who refused to go along, and they broke into his house at night, handcuffed him behind his back, and took him to the psycho ward where he was handcuffed to a gurney for 6 days. And then you read the police blog, and nobody wants to believe it, because you can't just psycho a guy with, you know. But if it's the mayor and the police commissioner who's behind it, then, you know, who's going to say no? And, so it's really terrible. And what amazes me is that the people aren't up in arms as they did in Egypt. You know, you think the people would have had enough and say no more. But somehow, I'm sure you're familiar with young Marcus Tullius Cicero, who back in, it was 70 years before the birth of Christ, and the Roman Republic, the foremost power of its day, had reached its zenith, and its leadership had attained unbound wealth and unstinted power. The rulers were intolerant of restraint, indifferent to demand.
I tell you what, Frank Serpico, stay there. Got to go to break. Come back with a quote.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7 figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Well, that's perfect timing. I was just talking to Frank Serpico, and I said, you know, what's the bottom line? He said, it's mind control. And then that bumper plays. Frank, repeat what you were saying off air. On all those issues, you were saying, well, your show says it all. War on for your mind. What's going on here?
Well, the human race has been pawned to the highest bidder. You know, it amazes me that these young kids kowtow, you know, to all these, the Pope, the Queen, the media, the government, you know, the Queen, who is one of the, whatever she is, she's certainly not a princess, you know, the Queen Bee with the bees works more than the rest of the workers. These people who has exploited the world and races, that people should curtsy to them? I mean, it is mind-boggling. It's insane that they think that they're better than the rest of the human race. You know what I'm talking about, where, if you're with the prince or you're with them, you have to curtsy. My God, I mean, when are the people going to wake up? You know, they're being held prisoners in their own minds.
You're absolutely right.
And then, you know, I get a letter from the NAACP, which I'm a member, and, I believe in equality and justice, that they say, Frank, taking a stand for what is right sometimes comes with grave consequences. Yes, that's true. And then they go, since taking office as United Attorney General, what? And they're saying, sadly, extreme elements within the U.S. House are threatening the attorney I mean, this what's happening, there are no principles. It should be principles above personality. And it's all this cronyism, and I wish these young kids today, they would wake up and, well, you remember what happened at Kent State when the National Guard opened fire on its own citizens. Maybe that's what they're afraid of, but...
Well, let me raise that, because it's funny you brought that up. They're announcing more and more military on the streets. Secretary of the Army wants to station a brigade in every city. It's not for Al-Qaeda now. They're little buddies they're using over in Libya and Syria. It's for us. They're announcing armed drones. They're announcing 450 million rounds of 40 cal hollow point for citizens. Homeland Security is getting mobile armored pillboxes. What do you think this whole buildup is for, Serpico?
If it's the way it's happening, it's not for the good. It's to suppress the masses. We got another Syria. You know, it's going to be the U.S. is, they say, the United States, but the people have to get united against oppression is what they have to do, and this is what the government is afraid of. So they're going to... you know, control the people by force of arms. And, you know, I mean, I live in a country. I mean, you know what they say, I can skin a buck, I could run a trout line, and a country boy can survive, you know. And the people are arming up. They don't trust the government, so, you know, it's not just a few. It's those that are awake, and you know, are they going to say that I'm talking, accuse me of trying to incite the masses? You don't know what this government is capable of. And let me tell you, you know, you were saying I was in Switzerland. You know why I left Switzerland? Because I was run out by the FBI. Because they wanted me to come back to New York and be a part of their sham, and I refused, and they sent out a subpoena and said I would be held in contempt if I refused, and so I had to take it on the lam in out of Switzerland. But again, you have one country, you have another country. I ended up in Holland, and I ended up pulling a little kid out of the canal. That had fallen into the canal, and a crowd, assembled, and then the police, and I snuck out through the crowd before the police got there. And then a couple of nights later, there was a burglary in progress across the canal, because I was living on the canal, and I had my dog with me, and he was back, and I looked, and call it muscle memory or reflex, I called the police. And then I went out there, and they had the guy, with all the booty, he took off the boat, and I was really impressed by the way that he was handled by the police. And the next morning, two detectives came to my door and escorted me to police headquarters, and they brought me through the cells, and I thought, oh, they're going to throw me in the slammer, but at least I thought, look at this, you can eat off the floor here, stainless steel, and it was civil, not like the dungeons they have in New York and other places. And then they didn't throw me in there. They brought me upstairs to the police commissioner. And the commissioner, a gray-haired gentleman, he jumped to his feet. He reached out his hand, and he said, "Meneer, sir, may I shake your hand?" And I thought, what? Am I dreaming or something? He had a copy of his book on my desk, on his desk. And I said, it's always a pleasure to shake the hand of a police officer that wants to shake my hand. And that's what I wrote in his book. And a couple of years ago when I was involved with the drug wars, the damage done, the drug wars, and it was premiering in Amsterdam, the police commissioner, the new police commissioner, came to introduce me. And he said, in 1974... I had to choose between becoming an F-16 pilot or the sports academy. And he says, and then I saw a movie called Serpico, and my mind was made up. So my point is, what we have to do, we have to inspire people. because by our deeds, they're like pebbles that you throw into a body of water. They make ripples. And I never would have imagined that, you know, 30, 40 years after, people are still being inspired. And that's what the people need. They need inspiration. Well, like your show that, you know, tells people what's really going on in the world. And, but, you know, I know they play with words. They got their own vocabulary, they say that, but not in foreign countries. Right here in our own country, that's where you have to fight for your freedom.
Wow, Frank Serpico, this is an amazing interview. You are definitely on fire today. We're going to do overdrive, folks. We can finish the hour with him. We're just going to go into the fourth hour with Wayne Madsen coming up, if he's able to do that. He's got the inside scoop on Fast and Furious murders, all of it. Former NSA officer and congressional reporter. Everything he told me 3 or 4 months ago, was actually about a year ago, but 3 or 4 months ago really got clear with informants and people. He had to leave the country for a while over all this. He's going to be joining us dealing with it because reportedly the White House had a hitman out after him. But once that went public, they left him alone. That's another issue. But talking about freedom not being free, you know, they killed the D.C. madam after she was on my show. And they just throw these lies at everybody. And when everybody starts just trying to go along to get along, that's what allows corruption to run rampant. But what Frank was talking about, all the good police he's inspired and others, and that's what you've got to do. All of us doing little things like the pebbles in a pond, but you can feel the evil intensifying right now. You can see the insane corruption. Frank, let me raise a curveball on you here. Because, you know, we didn't talk before you came on today. What about 9/11? It's been used as the foundation of everything that we see happening. The warrantless spying that's illegal, the highway checkpoints all over the country, the TSA sticking their hands down our pants. And I want to ask you about that. William Shatner now being groped by him today, leaving LAX. I mean, oh, here's William Shatner. Let's pull his pants down, you know. I mean, he may be a terrorist. This training us all that we're prisoners while ignoring the real criminals that are all around us. But the official story of 9/11, now Anwar al-Awlaki, number 3 in al-Qaeda, they admit was really CIA. The head of the 7/7 bombings, they admit was MI6. Now they publicly use al-Qaeda to take over Libya and now Syria, and they admit this in the news. Well, yeah, al-Qaeda is working for us, but they're good guys. But I've got to have TSA grope my family, and William Shatner's got to have him pull his pants down because they're going in his pants. And that's what they did. They went in his pants. They fell off. It happens all the time to people. Make old ladies get out of wheelchairs. I mean, I'm ranting here, Serpico. But this foundation of 9/11, what's your view on that?
First of all, you know, I refused to fly because when I came back in the country, I was strip searched by the customs people, and they knew everything that was going on in my life with the police, which was supposed to be secret. So, but I have to say one thing, that the thing is, it's the hierarchy that forces these men to do it, like their quotas. And these guys, as they said to me, you know, Frank, I mean, it might be rationalizing, but they say, you know, we got our jobs, our home, we have to pay the mortgage. So they are the victims, but they just have to be strong enough. But how are you going to do it when they hold the axe over you? I wrote an article about 9/11 for Chronogram magazine way back when. I don't remember all the names and stuff now, but about the Iron Triangle, and that the night before 9/11, you know, Bin Laden's, I think it was his brother, and all these heads of state had this meeting at, I forget which hotel it was here in America.
It was the Ritz-Carlton.
Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, no, that was in the London Guardian.
About that, right?
Yeah, now Bush and all the Bin Ladens, and then only they were allowed to leave the country on the day of 9/11 when all the air traffic was shut down. That's confirmed, yes.
Yeah, so wasn't that a coincidence?
Yeah. No, I mean, they blew it sky high. Yeah, it's a fact.
And then this other character, Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani, you know, there's still is hope for democracy lucky in America. I got to say that because there's this street artist, and his name is no relation to the show host. It's not, I think it's Dave something, Robert Letterman or something. But anyway, he was a street artist, and he would make paintings of Giuliani, and he would call him Adolf Giuliani with a mustache and things like that. Giuliani, the mayor of New York, had him arrested 41 times. And this street artist managed to beat him every time. So there are some good judges out there, and they have to inspire the others. We have to, you know, there was a quote I was looking for here from Cicero, you know, about diligence.
You're talking about the height of the Roman Empire. You were building it up, and we had to go to break.
Right, right. But there's the I lost the quote. But in the end, he says, "And who shall say we are worthy of more?" So you know, you can't blame nobody if you sit on your laurels and you don't do anything about it. So the people, you know, there's strength in numbers. He says, though liberty is established by law, we must be vigilant, for liberty to enslave us is always present under that very liberty. Our Constitution speaks of the general welfare of the people. Under that phrase, all sorts of excesses can be employed by lusting tyrants to make us bondsmen. So that doesn't say it all. You know, I don't know what does, you know. And anyway.
And, of course, Cicero really helped promote the idea.
I don't know how much time we have, but it's always a pleasure talking to you and visiting your website about our great Pope and all the work he did. And, you know, that's the opiate of the masses. You know, as I said before, you know, the Pope, the Queen, you know, these rock stars, they had the labels inside your clothes. You know, it's the corporations that make pawns out of the public, and you know, telling you. Then you see these guys, television guys are on public television, and with a brand new suit every time, and the commissioner too in New York City, $1,000 suits, $100 ties. You know, they're setting a good example for. You know, tightening your belt.
What do you think about Eric Holder? From my research, he was intimately involved in Oklahoma City and in the cover-up, and it's in federal court. It was even in the Chicago Tribune and El Paso Times that the drug cartels, Sinaloa got caught with 5 tons. They're in court, and the feds come in and go, yeah, it's national security. We authorized them to bring the drugs in. And then it happened with a bunch of other cartels. And then we found out that they're giving guns to gangs all over the U.S., but also overseas. I mean, it's just they are nothing but total gangsters.
Well, you're talking about the government. Is exactly. The thing is, we never would even probably heard about what happened in Mexico if it wasn't for the killing of the federal agent. You know, they say nothing of the 200 other Mexicans that were slaughtered. So, you know, body count doesn't mean anything to people that are running the show. You know, it's collateral damage. So that's why, the NAACP says here in their letter to, however, it says the NAC supports accountability and transparency at every level. Fine. But they say, however, this crusade in Congress reeks of partisan politics. Well, I want to say, what does this letter reek of, you know? And so everybody's using words, it's cronyism, and I say let the chips fall where they may, and what we find, as I said before, is just the tip of the dung heap.
No, you're right. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. I found a Cicero quote from BC here. It says, when a government becomes powerful, period, it is a usurper which takes bread from the innocent mouths and deprives honorable men of their substance for votes with which to perpetuate itself. And because the Romans did the same thing with citizens, they would go buy votes. They would take it with welfare taxes and then go to the welfare citizens on the dole and use them to outvote other people that produced. I mean, this stuff's been going on forever.
Yep. Well, now with the internet and stuff, maybe people can, you know, inform each other better. You know, the other day I went on and I saw something about Kissinger, and I don't know if it was real or not, but I wanted to say something about, you know, Kissinger, one of the biggest war criminals that ever was.
Tell you what, we're going to break. Final segment. Frank Serpico, our guest, then Wayne Madsen is coming up with breaking news on Fast and Furious and so much more. Frank, stay there. Final segment. You're a real champ.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. And now, for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait. Call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
All right, I'm going into the fourth hour. Some stations carry it, some don't, but I'm going to be talking to Dean, Mello, Jake, Quince, and others that have been patiently holding. Dean listening on XM 166. We're going to him first. Got about 4 or 5 minutes left with Frank Serpico. What a legend. Like you said, we've got to inspire other people, and he gave the examples of how he inspired people and never knew he was doing it. I know he certainly inspired me. I was growing up as a child. I'm only 38. I don't know, I was probably like 12 years old or something. And my dad, went and rented Serpico and popped it in the VCR, or it was on, I don't know, HBO or something. I don't remember. I don't think we had cable when I was 12. The point is, I remember being a little kid with my dad watching it, my dad going, this is a true story. And then I started noticing a few years later that the police were dealing drugs where I lived, outside Dallas, and then still pulling people over and harassing them. And I'd be like, you deal drugs. What are you doing asking if I have drugs? I don't use drugs. I'll kill you, kid. You're going to jail. You know, drag me out of the car where I was riding to school with older kids and take me to jail. And they told my dad through our lawyer, because he got contacted, and they said, we're going to kill your son if he doesn't shut up. But then later, the sheriff got busted shipping cocaine in by the FBI, who were a bunch of drug dealers, too, at the top. Frank, briefly, you wanted to make some comments. I forget about what we were talking during the break. What was
about Kissinger?
Oh, yeah, Kissinger. Go ahead.
I mean, it's just a classic example of how these, terrible people are held up by our government as good people, you know, as examples. And the other day, I don't know how old it was on the Internet, some journalist claimed he saw Kissinger being groped, you know, and...
No. Kissinger admitted it. That happened at the airport, yeah.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I was saying, well, they had a right to, he did have a weapon of mass destruction on him, you know, because he is a terrorist. But anyway, when I went to see the blog, I was pleased to see all the comments that the people were making back and forth. You know, the people know that he was a war criminal, you know, and one said, winning the Nobel Prize is not hard when you are one of the founding members of the Bilderberg Zion Club, you know, and, you know, comments like that. So people are aware, you know, they're not asleep. And I'm saying this is all due to the Internet, where people can, reach millions of people around the world. And anyway, in the words of James Madison, he said, no nation could preserve its freedom in the midst of continual warfare. And that's what we're in now, continual warfare. And how much time do we have? Because I'd like to close with the words of Louis D. Brandeis, who was a secular humanist. And I think, wasn't he also on the court, Louis Brandeis?
Sure, go ahead. We got about a minute.
He says, we can have democracy in this country, or we can have great wealth in the hands of a few, but we can't have both.
Well, so, well, Frank Serpico, thanks to you standing up for what's right. We now know, I mean, back when you first stood up, people were like, oh, there's no such thing as cops stealing drugs. In the 50s, they said La Cosa Nostra didn't exist. Our naivete is what has allowed us to become this enslaved and our inaction. But thank you for helping pull back some very dangerous veils. And I want you to have a great weekend. And I look forward to maybe in 6 months or so.
Okay, and thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you.
And letting me say my piece.
And thank you for visiting our news website, Infowars.com. Let me say bye to you right here at the end of this segment, Frank. We'll put you on hold. Wow, there goes Frank Serpico. We're going into overdrive for Wayne Madsen and then your calls straight ahead. It's Friday. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central with the Sunday show as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at Infowars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. Infowars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at Infowars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.